Baseball All-Star Republican Steve Garvey in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat in California. When will the Fed start cutting interest rates, and by how much? We could have a clearer picture of that soon. Today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying on Capitol Hill. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 252 points, the NASDAQ up 123. More details at SRNNews.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear, overnight low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s, good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. More than 6,000 Montgomery County voters in the newly formed 2nd Congressional District received postcards with incorrect voting information ahead of Tuesday's primary. A software glitch incorrectly placed those people in the 7th Congressional District, but they were still able to vote for the correct candidates. Montgomery County residents voted yes on the addendum to renew the 3.5 county property tax millage that goes toward education. The ad valorem tax provides $11 million annually to the Montgomery Public Schools and another million to Pike Road Schools. Alabama lawmakers advanced legislation Tuesday to shield in vitro fertilization providers from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Committees in the State House and Senate approved nearly identical bills that would protect IVF providers from lawsuits. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going. And our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors. And so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair, I don't know. She's somewhere.
Maybe Scott.
Maybe she'll be here tomorrow. Maybe she won't. You know. Will you? You know? Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Well, now that you said it disparagingly, no.
You're not.
I've got to go out of town.
You don't have a fear of missing out?
No, I have no fear of missing out.
You're like, I'm out.
Look.
I'm gone.
I get to go just do a little quick trip out of town.
Mm-hmm. Come back.
And then come back. But the problem is, I'm coming back on Friday night late.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I've got a volleyball tournament this weekend I knew nothing about.
You didn't check the schedule?
I turned off all notifications. So the only things that I get are texts from the people who are in my, I receive these text messages.
Okay.
So Molly comes home last night. She was like, hey, and about the tournament this week. And I was like, what?
So that's why you have to come back early.
Well, I don't have to come back early, but I thought it was odd. Normally I would stay through Saturday and come mm-hmm. back like Saturday morning.
Right.
So this is called a mom fail.
Okay.
I failed. And I tried to make up for it. And I bought 2 boxes of donuts.
You did. And I have eaten 3.
You know what? I've eaten 2.5.
You've almost eaten as much as I have?
Yes, I have.
Girl.
I have a long night tonight, and I got a long way to go.
You're going to have to walk or something.
Well, I got to walk through airports and junk. I can't drive. It's 13
just
hours
keep
up
walking.
There.
Just keep walking.
So I'm going to keep
just
walking,
keep walking.
Drinking coffee.
Your flight gets delayed. Just keep
Who
walking
cares?
Around that airport.
No one cares.
Otherwise, it's going to go, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Right to the thighs, whatever you women
it
always say.
It goes to the thighs, or the sugar crashes your brain. It doesn't matter, but it's okay. It's all right. It's the day after Super Trump Day.
Mm-hmm. And it's our 1-year anniversary.
And it's our 1-year anniversary, and we have a clip from a great guy that Clark is going to, he's going to segue us into. Which also then segues into the drum roll that you're going to give me when we finally get to my article, because the
psychos,
whole day
the
has
day,
been set up
if the day
for
goes,
this article.
If
so
we,
thanks,
if
Scott.
If we lose this half, we're going to do that story when you're not here. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do.
Scott, just, I'm not coming you know, back then.
Slow down, man.
No, don't leave me here with just
I
Allison.
Quit.
No, that is an evil threat. Do not do that. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program, or welcome back to the program.
Amy Beth.
Sir.
Wow. The day after Super Trump Day, how did you get inside my head?
I mean, I don't know. Perhaps it's because I listened when you called.
I've been, the whole show, I've been thinking it's the one-year anniversary and the one day after Super Trump Day. What a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So, Scott.
Cart.
The University of Alabama went and hired Nick Saban. Now, they hired him by offering him more money, right? Why did they hire Nick Saban?
Because he wins.
They wanted to win.
They wanted a better football coach. They wanted the best person available for the job, right?
Yes.
Now, when Nick Saban announced he was retiring, they went and got Kalen DeBoer. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't know. When they went and hired him, was he the best available person?
I believe so, personally.
Okay, they thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And they got him to come by offering him more money than he was getting at Washington, correct?
Correct.
Scott, why can't we go to North Carolina and offer Mark Robinson more money to come here and be our governor?
Yeah.
That would be a great idea.
Lord.
Why? Why? I know football is important. I get that, okay? But, good Lord, ain't the way the state does just as important? Why can't we go spend more money and get a better governor? Why can't we do that? I just want to know. Somebody tell me why.
Well, I'm going to start working on it. Start working on recruiting him.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do his two terms up there and then come do his two terms here.
Unless we could recruit Scott to do it again.
What if he went back and forth? What if
he could go back and forth?
Kind of deal where he could, you know, term limit out there, then come here. Because mm-hmm. I remember in the state of Alabama, we made a governor's wife the governor when he couldn't be the governor for a term.
That is not what we did. I went to public school, and we elected a woman governor because she's a woman and she was a leader. And it had nothing to do with the fact that her husband could not serve another term.
Well, King George just got him another term to his wife.
Thank you, Clark.
He's all so right. Right. Okay, so...
I mean, weren't we taught that? We were taught that.
We were... you were taught that.
Yeah. What were you taught about that?
That. I was taught that. So, do you want to do sample ballots, or do you want the good people of Alabama to hear about this brilliant Mark Robinson? Because Dr. Clark asked a really good question. Why can't we have the same thing here?
Why can't we have Mark Robinson-esque, Ron DeSantis-esque?
Why not? Because we have the makings of it.
I would rather have Meemaw than Kemp in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Meemaw is not the worst.
Kemp is a panty waste. He is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
Milk Toast. Do you prefer Milk Toast?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll use Milk Toast.
Milk Toast may be a little too masculine, so you're probably right
Are you not thinking about the kind of undies that are in Walmart and you pull it and it's like, ooh, this makes me feel uncomfortable? That's how we feel about it. Why can't we do that here? We have enough people who would be willing to support that kind of person, and instead what we get are those people that we continuously elect who pretend to be so conservative.
Yeah, and Mark Robinson
and
is not pretending.
And then we see that they're actually, Scott, in the club. I don't know where I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They are.
And you know why we're here? Maybe to continually, over the next year, talk about the people who you think are conservative, but are actually in the club.
Right. And then they just need all they have to do to make us happy is prove us wrong.
That's all.
Just be as conservative.
Because we're lovable fuzzballs Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be really lovable if we keep eating donuts.
You got that right.
But that's what we want. We want that. And instead, we get people who shrink back from the responsibility of being brave.
Ooh, that is true. They do shrink back. Look, and all we're asking for is courage.
What's that?
And be the leaders that you claimed you were when you campaigned. Instead, unless you knew you were lying to us.
Say it ain't so. Not the people we go to church with, Scott.
No, that would not happen here. Let's go to John A. John A., welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just curious, coming from out west in Nevada, that we had sample ballots, and they were helpful. If I didn't listen to y'all in 93.1, I probably wouldn't even have known there was an election going on.
Well, the way we do it here, John A., is the sample ballots are usually done by the leftist groups. And and that's the way we do it. And they give them out to their people because their people only know that they're supposed to vote for who is on the sample ballot that they will be given on the way in. That's the way they do it.
I got you.
But we'll try to do better, but in the primaries, it's a little harder because everybody's supposed to be conservative. But, you know, we'll try to do better, John A. It's a good point.
I agree. I was just thinking, you know, it'd help get the word out just a little bit more maybe. And it, because like that amendment, I knew nothing about that amendment other than the little bit I was able to search up on it.
Yeah, that was one of the most benign amendments, unless there was something buried in the text that I wasn't aware of. That amendment didn't really matter if it passed or failed. I voted no. Just cause I want life to be harder on legislators. I want there to be one more little thing that if I was there and somebody was doing something really dumb that I thought was dumb, I would want to be able to hold their stuff up more easily so we could have a, you know, come to an agreement, a compromise. But
I agree.
Yeah, they wanted to be able to get their local stuff out without it being hung up by somebody else's arguments and stuff. So, you know, does it really matter? Probably not.
Right. But and as far as having candidates come on the radio, like
yes,
the one
sir.
Lady mentioned, Annie, it is nice to get to learn a little bit about the person and, you know, what they stand for. And like Mr. Garrick, you know, had I not heard him, I wouldn't have voted for him.
Right. No, and that's the thing is we try to do some long-form stuff with candidates, John. A lot of shows don't do that, but we do. And I know Joey down in the River Region does. But because so many candidates are good for 60 seconds.
Right.
But after their rehearsed soundbite is over with, sometimes you can tell they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yep.
And we try to do a little bit of that, but that's one of the reasons some people avoid us. And we're not mean to them. They just know that if they come on here, they're going to have to do more than their rehearsed talking
mm-hmm.
points. Yes.
Right. Well, I appreciate everything y'all do.
Thanks, John A. We appreciate you, buddy.
So I think that we need to prepare, though, then for the fall, and let's do that. And then in the future, I think it would mm-hmm. be great fun. I don't know how we would do this because we can't endorse anybody mm-hmm. To do sample ballots, but perhaps we could do a parody of sample ballots.
Maybe so.
Or do
you know what
I like and take people through.
I would like to have
ballot.
The Democrat candidates
Let's
for that
it.
Congressional district. I would like to have them on.
Let's do it.
The two for the runoff.
Just Absolutely.
Just get a feel.
Why not? We're literally. It'd
I don't
be
know
great.
If they would go on.
But I do think that having you on here lets people know that you better know what you're talking about before you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have women who basically our job as mothers is to see through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's kind of a fun combo.
That's why we can't get some people on.
I think it's why we can't. And I think that's even more reason why they should.
Right.
Is because if you pass the test, you've really passed the test. But I don't know. I think it would be great. I didn't realize that people enjoyed that so much. And I also think, though, that we should do serious long form and then hit them with super fun questions at the end. Because
to see how they react.
We've also found out over the year that some of them don't know how to answer just fun questions.
Oh, yeah. Like, some of them are, you're like, I don't want you to come over for game night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it would just be painful. Absolutely
yeah.
painful.
Yeah, just let
now,
us ask
Now, Bill
a
Clinton
few.
Would have been fun
yeah.
as long as your wife and daughters weren't around.
Right.
But some of these candidates are terrible.
They can't do it, and they're uncomfortable even with that part. Yeah. But what they don't realize is that's what really lets people know who they are.
You know, the funny one is I remember a congressional candidate a few years ago. But no, he was a governor's candidate at that time, gubernatorial candidate. And they were asking about whether he was for Alabama or Auburn, and he didn't want to answer.
Oh, he's.
And I'm like, for the love!
Answer!
Just answer! We all know you're for one or the other, really.
But and if you say you're not, you're lying.
But to not want to answer because you think it's going to offend the other side.
Yeah.
Tell me you're for Auburn. That's fine. It doesn't make me not vote for you. And then they went, well, you know, some people. It's crazy. Hey, did you say Red Top was back?
Yes. Red Top is back.
Has he already been on like 7 times today?
No.
Oh, that wasn't today. He's just calling in to talk to you. Right. Hey, Red Top, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, morning, and congratulations to you guys. And let's not forget, the reason why this show's been on a year is because Sky Mosley can handle the chaos.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Fair enough.
Let's be realistic, guys. Y'all be up the damn creek without this boy. And make sure everybody keep Martha in your prayers.
Absolutely.
It's very serious.
Yes.
So it's going to take all of our prayers to get this woman out of the hospital. Wow. And I mean all of them. Let's do it, guys.
Believe it.
You got it.
Now, let me make a point. Between Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson, I heard no campaigning of substance. If I hear God, Family, and Country again, I'm going to scream. They have agenda.
Oh, from both of them?
Yes, especially Caroline Dobson. You know, I mean, it was just cliches of everything. Nobody's got any specific thing saying, I'm going to do this when I get to Washington. Nobody has said one thing, nor have they said, I guarantee you, I will promise not to raise your taxes.
I'd like to hear that one, Red Top. We got to take a break, buddy. You're welcome to stay over.
Right, we'll be back. Thank you.
Need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Harriet II Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What? I said we're at least
not
getting to Mark
least.
Robinson.
No.
We're both. We're doing both.
We're doing
we're gonna
both.
We're going to have to shut down the phones.
No, we're not going to shut down the phones because it's only going to take a minute because people want to read this article.
They do.
It's fantastic. Did you read it?
Yes.
Scott?
Most of it.
You didn't read it at all.
I did read it. I read
Scott,
it some.
You are giving me the teacher. I am the teacher right now, and your eyes are like, I didn't
read it. I'm not good at lying.
Read it.
I'm terrible at poker.
Please. Please believe me.
I read most of it. I took in most of it. I looked at the words.
Look, but Poison Ivy has...
I scrolled from the top to the bottom. I saw all the words. I didn't...
All it is telling us that we're right. That's why I love it.
I do love that. Let's go to P. Eisen Ivy, who probably has a update from the mansion or something going on at the executive branch. P. Eisen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my update. Well, you know, y'all had the Brer Rabbit stuff going on there earlier, and something that's going to surprise you is I do know the Canterbury Tales in Old English. Quanda de Lopra with a sure suit the drought of March can pass her in the roof. And in that vein...
Classically educated, vein, huh, P. Eisen?
I educated. I went over there and saw the professor a few times. You know, I was going to give you the year in review along the lines of what you've been doing here. I was going to give it to y'all. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Alabama Unfiltered, it's been one hell county of a year. The governor and Katie Britt still haven't shown their faces around here. Allison and Red Top have made their amends, and Scott and Professor Democritus have become best friends. Lunchbox Bob... Our hats are off to you. Just how much sandwich making can one man do? We've looked on the TV and had to stop in our tracks when we saw Emma Beth and Allison as the superstars of Newsmax. I, Powell and Ivy, have faithfully been here to see things through and kindly provide you with this year in review. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, P. Eisen. Is it Poison? Poison? I think it may be Poison.
It could be Poison.
I said it wrong the whole time.
That was poetry, man.
That was
Poison.
I'm overcome by art.
Guys, I think we need to get that printed, perhaps on a scroll, and then framed.
There are not many shows across the country today as highbrow as this one. Mm-hmm. Start a little Chaucer, finish with some Poison Ivy, poetry.
Don't forget, when we called to the past, Uncle Remus.
This is basically a show about literature.
It's sophisticated radio. Yeah.
No.
Nothing like it nowhere.
No doubt about it. Lunchbox Bob wants to weigh in.
Scott!
It's totally up to you, Amy Beth. Totally up to you.
Lunchbox, you're going to be glad that I let you through, because this is going to be... I'm just going to give the article title, guys, before Lunchbox does his thing, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and then you're going to call back and talk about it. So y'all prepare yourself, gird your loins. And Lunchbox is going to add this in because he is a pro.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
New research. Psych experts call left-wing leaders psychopathic.
Left-wing leaders are psychopathic. One of the articles I saw about it had a picture of Barry
Obama.
With his crazy eyes.
Basically, the line that you need to know, and I won't even borrow the Thomas Sowell line, is it's increasingly clear that many of America's current leaders are, to put it plainly, stark raving mad.
Literally mad.
Literally, they give some psychology experts some analysis. It's really a great article.
It really is.
That's really all.
That's the
tease. That's really all, Scott. WorldNet Daily. Look for the picture of Obama. It's a great article.
It's we'll okay. talk about
you,
it.
You
we'll
know
talk
what?
About long form
I'll
tomorrow.
Take the misogyny. It's fine.
Let's go to Lunchbox Bob, king of the sandwich making. Lunchbox, welcome to the program.
It's the third half. And 1 year in, it has been a great year. Well done, guys. Congratulations are in order. Scott, the babes, the beard, of course. All kept on the road and in between the ditches by Sky himself. Yes, I am excited. I am looking forward to the next year. The first year was good. The next one's just going to get better. Now the question, how much sandwich making can one Lunchbox Bob do? That count continues to climb, people. I'll let you know when we get to the top, but we're decades away from fulfillment. Nate. Psychopaths in left-wing leadership. Yeah, that's entirely possible. Look who's in charge of the World Economic Forum. That man, Slouth, is a psychopath directly from central casting out of a James Bond movie. And when you look at who's in the government, who's in the cabinet, who's in the administrative positions, all of them have gone through World Economic Forum training, consultations, constituencies. None of them care about you in the electorate. And that's okay. They're psychopaths. But we don't care. When 1/5 of the voting populace shows up to vote in a primary, maybe 1/3 in a general election, it's evident that we deserve the government the computer programmers pick for us. So, Lunchbox Bob's going to keep making sandwiches, and I'm going to keep drinking coffee, and I'm going to continue to be an avid supporter of 1819 News and Alabama Unfiltered. And I do have hope for the future, because in every Bond movie filled with psychopath crazies trying to destroy the world, hope prevails. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Absolutely, Lunchbox. So, before the break, to lead into our special story, little quote just to stir it up. A little quote from Adolf Hitler. He alone who owns the youth gains the future.
Right.
Now, for all you having a heart attack, Abraham Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. Aren't those almost exactly the same? So that's the tease for the other side. We'll be back. Big
2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear over that low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s. Good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. We appreciate you listening. Golly, not enough time left in the day. We're in the third half already, down to 20 minutes of the program left. And so I had two quotes earlier. One shocking to everyone, because in 2024, you cannot repeat a quote from a bad guy.
No. Oh, goodness, no.
Because we are in a time where history is only approved. It has to be approved. And there's approved history and there's not approved history. So quoting Adolf Hitler is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. And the reason I know that is because Mark Robinson was accused of quoting Hitler in a speech. I actually saw, now Mark Robinson is the guy who is the Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina. The Guardian out of the UK, this is their headline for yesterday. Mark Robinson, who has history of making inflammatory comments, will face Democrat Josh Stein, who was expected to be a close race. The headline, that's the subheadline, the headline is Hitler quoting candidate wins North Carolina Republican gubernatorial primary. Mark Robinson happens to be black. You have probably seen him before. He is a large man who is just seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not mad at the world. He's happy. He's smiling. He's a good guy, sharp guy, but he's fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not afraid. So when I start looking through the story, I find, as our crack research team is apt to do, I find a story at USA Today. Now, listen to this. The USA Today story says that he was misquoted and taken out of context.
Really?
Yes. So what really happened was he was giving a speech where he is saying that we should listen to all of these evil socialist, Marxist, terrible people of history, and we should listen to what they say and know what their plans were, because that's basically how they're trying to take over our country. So we should learn from their quotes. The whole thing was a speech against dictators and terrible people. But somehow magically, as very similar happens to Donald Trump and other people on the right, they pulled part of it out and decided to use it out of context. But once the allegation is made, all of these other news outlets will pick it up,
right,
and claim that, well, I got it from mm-hmm. the so-and-so newspaper over there.
Right.
And that's what happens. Mm. And so it was fascinating, because when you go down that rabbit trail, you end up seeing that being explained. And then it says, but Moms for Liberty, he was at a Moms for Liberty event when he said it, but Moms for Liberty and a couple other chapters around the country had also put, like, on their Facebook page, this Hitler quote. And they're all like, you're a terrible person, totally missing that it is a warning.
Yeah.
That the people on...
Deliberately missing the point.
Yeah.
Yes. That the reason the conservatives will use that quote from Hitler that says he alone who owns the youth gains the future is they're trying to tell you that the left in this country wants your children. They want to indoctrinate your children. They want to make sure your children believe the way they want them to believe, because if they get your children, they own the future. Which is exactly what Abraham Lincoln said about the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. If they make your kids into crazy pagan Marxist, the country will be a pagan Marxist country when they're old enough to be in charge.
And schools are one giant Milgram experiment. Right?
I'm going to say yes, because I think I should answer yes.
Remember the Milgram experiment from, I guess it was the 50s, where they were told to turn up dials and they waited to be told to stop. And really what came out of that horrible experiment.
Is that they were putting people in
pain? They were putting people in pain.
Shocking
they
them.
Thought that they were putting people in pain. They hired actors and told them to crank it up, crank it up, crank it up. And they kind of dared them into doing that. And what they got out of it was that most people just want to be led. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
And if everybody else is doing it, I will keep cranking up because I'm safe behind
it. And so look at American schools. That's exactly what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a group of people who don't know how to think, who don't know how to stand up, and darn the media for lying about him, because he's about to take the world by storm and they will see the lion that they have woken up. And I'm telling you, I'm here for it. Because he's not afraid, and he knows what's true. But, gosh, we don't know how to think.
Well, Mark Robinson did win. You will recognize him, but you may recognize him from this speech. Do you have this speech? This is a few minutes of what he said.
Yep.
I don't know if this is this. It wasn't his acceptance speech, but it's one that caused the left to lose their minds. All right, here. And if we can play that, then we'll go to Eric the Duck in just a second.
I'm not supposed to say, ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care, because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it and I mean it.
All right, then.
Where is that?
I see where all the hate and the smear tactics are coming from now.
Woo! And it is amazing.
Yes, Lord.
Here's a couple other things from the Guardian article for, you know, why they dislike him. Kim Lerner put this out. This is the one that says he was a Hitler-quoting person. He said last month that he would absolutely protect life from conception. He said, we got it down to 12 weeks. The next goal was to get it to 6 and then just keep moving on from there. It says he has a history of controversial statements. He has described COVID-19 as a globalist conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump. Is that wrong? That seems accurate. In 2021, he criticized efforts by the LGBTQ plus blah, 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 about their sex education stuff. He said it was filth. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric. 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And on the third day,
Scott,
God gave us a Remington bolt-action rifle to fight the dinosaurs. That's all I got to say about that. Eric the Duck, welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. Hey, my time is always, you know, poor or whatever, because always, man, that's like, I always have to catch another call because I'm like, damn, I like my friends, I love them, But hell, we're gonna have to work something out. I need a private line or something direct.
Just have your secretary call, and I'll put you on the line, and she can let you know when you're on.
Yeah, just get Sky to you just let him know that you want to be on, and he'll call you when we get a chance to get to you.
I got nothing else to do.
Right.
I'm gonna do like the rest of this younger generation, which I'm not. I'm 58, but still. Say the hell with it. When they shoot a call in, just say, no, nah, hell no. Y'all just wait. I'll get to you when I'm ready. That's the new philosophy now. But, hey, man, Sky, I told him off air, he's always in my prayers, Martha, and I hope you're listening, young lady, because you are. That goes for you guys, too. But, hey, did you see, I know we've been talking, Trump just blew her right out of the water. I almost let it slip, but I caught myself. But
good.
They talking about the kiss from the VA with him kissing the soldier in World War II, and that really pissed me off because my dad was he was in World War II, and they're trying to remove that to VA.
Yeah, and, it's on my list that we're not going to get to, but it's on my list.
You'll be Scott.
Hey, we've got a story too, Eric the Duck, about left-wing leaders, how they're psychopaths, and it's going to be awesome. Ow,
I tell you what, something here, Scott, I'm going to call in tomorrow, but give me about 6 Budweisers, and I can damn sure voice my opinion. You can believe
that. You got it. I believe it.
I know that's true.
It's good boy.
He gone.
Duck out.
He out.
I'm fascinated with this new category of research that I'm entering into. Mm. It's called Mean Girl Quotes.
Okay.
Is that a real, have you seen
Scott,
that movie?
Scott, you have
some
a daughter.
Of these
you
I
have
can
a
read.
Daughter. Did you not did, watch did, Mean Girl back
my
in
girl,
the day?
My daughter does not like movies.
Okay, well, we did because at one point there were 3 girls in my house, 4. And
some
we watched Mean Girls several times.
Some of these are. It says the on the third day thing is a Mean Girl quote.
Is it?
I don't know. Here's
Scott,
here's
I don't know, but it's pretty funny.
If you're from Africa, why are you white?
Yes, that's true.
Is that in that movie?
Yeah, it is.
All right,
in the
look,
movie.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you something.
What?
The only person I ever knew, or still know, I guess I partially know, who was from South Africa. The only South African I know. Is an old white guy.
Me too.
Really?
One of our pastors when we lived in Florida was from South Africa. And so we got to listen to his accent. It was great. Freddie.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And then there's Damien. He's too... No, can't say
you
that
You can't
one.
Say that.
But that word's okay now.
Well, it is a PG-13 movie.
Oh, yeah. And this is a G-rated
It
show.
Is, yeah. But I would rather you not say that. But yes, we did watch
Between
Mean Girls
the show,
because you know what?
Off the air, I will.
You know what? It's true.
Girls are mean.
Girls are terrible.
Why are y'all so mean to each other?
Hormones.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
No responsibility, so you just blame it all on hormones?
No, I'm blaming it on hormones, but I am also taking responsibility.
What age do y'all become sweet again?
Because I was
little
never mean.
Little girls are sweet.
I was never mean.
And then something happens.
Hormones.
And then when the hormones quit, is that it? We go back? But some old ladies can be mean.
Ladies are very mean. Chris and I saw one last night from our past that were like, oh.
She was mean?
Mean. Still mean. Has that mean look on her face. Just mean.
An RBF?
Yeah.
Can you say that on the air?
Yeah, you can say that without
as long as you don't say
telling
what it means.
People what it means. Scott, I'm so glad you're going to get to the articles tomorrow when I'm not here. And also the statue. I'm excited about that. Y'all have fun talking
Look
about it.
Look at my quote on the third day. That's funny.
It's a good quote.
It's really funny when all the little boys are saying it.
It is from Mean Girls.
we got to take
it.
A break. Till tomorrow.
We got to get
How's
out
that?
Of here.
We got to take a whole break until 21-hour break. All right, Sky, we're praying for your wife, brother. And everybody else, be safe, be good. Happy anniversary to ourselves.
Yeah,
1 year down. Yeah, maybe we'll be back tomorrow. I don't know. Is our contract only a year? Somebody find that contract.
I'm on it, Scott.
You got it, brother. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.